saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salin. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com. I said I wouldn't talk about any politics, but I have a very special political consultant with us in Wayne Levine who adores talking about politics. Nope, that ain't true. But I do have to say one more thing just because I thought it was so humorous. I heard that Al Gore's comment about the debate was obviously a concession to the clear victory of Mitt Romney's by his declaring that it must have been the altitude, the climate that caused Obama to be off. And I thought that was just a perfect algorism. Anyway, it's time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine, who is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
I'm doing my best, Bruce.
Well, that's all we can ask of anybody, right?
That's all we can ask. And some days, the best feels better than other days.
Well, you know, it's funny. Somebody today, this morning, was saying something about just being in a bad mood. No. It was somebody wrote a blog that I saw about feeling very overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote a comment to her. It's a woman I know, actually, who participates in Dad Chat. And she's got four kids and is divorced and is struggling a little bit financially. And when you're in that mood, just get out and go for a walk. I mean, look outside your window in the case of where I know you are. I drive by your office all the time. Just, it's a pretty day today. The heat spell's broken. Maybe you need to just get out and be with a little bit of nature.
I know. I was hoping that just being on the radio show would do that.
Well, it might. But, you know, joking aside and being sarcastic aside,
yes.
Maybe a good walk would do you some good.
Well, thank you, doctor.
Yes, sir. I'm lying to you because I don't think you know how to walk, and you just probably don't like the outdoors, and you probably don't like the bugs. The topic actually is lying, and the name of the column was When is a Lie a Lie? And the comments actually on the blog itself have been interesting. Some people are absolutists, that everything's a lie, and some people, like myself, believe that certain illusions are wise to allow our kids to keep at a certain point, or certain things are best left unsaid to a spouse as far as how they may look, or especially a woman, about weight. So what are your initial reactions to the column, the concept of lying and telling the truth? Is it absolute in your mind?
I think all of your readers are correct. I think a lie is a lie, right, if you need to put a label on it. But the question is, do you sometimes need to not tell the truth?
Hmm.
So, yes, it is for those who want to live a black and white life, that's certainly doable, and people will do that, and I honor that. And yet there are nuances in family life and business, and liberties are taken, and there are times when it may only hurt and not help to reveal the truth. And, you know, listen, talking about politically, I think we have seen that in the last several decades in terms of how much information we have known and we've had to deal with that really necessarily has not helped us understand, you know, the issues any better or to participate in the political process any better. But there's certainly a lot of truths that have come out, and I think that sometimes it can muddy the water. It could be a real distraction. How was that, Bruce?
That was very good. You almost talked about politics.
I'm reading Clinton's autobiography right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of top of mind in terms of the kind of information that helps and the kind of information that is not necessarily so helpful.
So I assume Reagan's autobiography is next on the list?
It's right there on my nightstand.
Good. I'm glad. I just want to know that you're balanced. You're fair and balanced. It was... Okay, already I'm winning. I got a laugh out of you, and I know you weren't in the best of moods when you got on the phone today, so I'm grateful
you
for
are
that.
Winning.
I have my wife up here with me today. For the first time in 3 years of broadcasting, my wife came up to Santa Barbara. Not because she was at all interested in seeing what I was doing, but because she has a girlfriend visiting and thought it would be a nice outing for the girlfriend. But, you know, I'm glad she's here.
She'll learn.
There's nothing to learn. I'm gonna have a lovely lunch with both my wife and her girlfriend.
Fantastic.
And at my favorite restaurant here in Santa Barbara, which serves a vegan alternative, so I like that. Anyway, there are times, I believe, that anybody and everybody would agree that being absolute, as far as telling the truth, is not good. One that's referenced, I believe, somewhere in the Bible or the Talmud is evil people, call them whatever, are chasing down somebody, and they ask you, which way did they go? And that may not be a time that telling the truth is the best thing to do, if you're very clear. I mean, let's say the Nazis are chasing down somebody, and you know that that somebody is an innocent or a Jew or a homosexual or a gypsy or whoever it is that they're persecuting. Maybe you can either just say, I didn't see, or better yet, suggest the opposite direction.
Well, I think that we have choices to make. And once we put labels on things like that and we want to be absolute, you know, it makes it very difficult to take care of things necessarily. So, you know, I think that there's a certain amount of information that's age appropriate.
Right.
So you need to share some information with your kids, but they may not be ready to hear the whole truth, whatever you might think that might be. And certainly withholding truths can really cause harm, and we've seen that in many cases. In one incident with a guy, he never told his kids about some of his early childhood experiences around drugs and experimentation and that sort of thing, and wanted to sort of create an image.
A pretense.
Yes, and sort of, this is how I want you to be, so I'm going to act like this. Well, the kids got into their own set of troubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was only later that he realized, wow, if he had made a more realistic expectation for the kids, they might not have been so pressured to live up to this standard that wasn't quite real, right? And so he had the opportunity with the younger ones to reveal more, to have a more mature relationship, and to be more supportive and honest about what he had done and how he feels about it and what he wants for his kids.
That's a good example. I'm also curious, you know, in men's work, which of course is your focus, there obviously are many times where the issues of telling, say, a spouse the truth may come up. And I'm wondering if you have any other examples like that where fudging the truth may be wise or not. And within the context of the work you do and the groups you lead.
Well, I think it comes down to the same argument that you included in your column. Is it hurting or is it helping? If only hurt will come of it, then you have to decide whether it's warranted. Now, I know that there are people who absolutely believe that if there is an indiscretion in the marriage, it should be revealed and worked out and go to therapy and all that. And I can see that there's validity to that. At the same time, as you've pointed out, if you misstepped, but it's not something that you want to do, and it's not the man you want to be, and you're getting the support you need to clean it up, does it help to break the trust? Does it help to possibly hurt by revealing the information? And I think that there's an argument on both sides, I think, for that.
Well, I agree. You know, there's an incident that I know you will recall in which one of the men in our group lost a lot of money, and in not a very wise manner. And he, in fact, did not bring it to the men right away, which is one of the things we try to do. And I don't remember, you may or may not, whether he brought his wife into the problem of losing the money and what the consequences of that were. That's a case where I would assume you think at some point being honest is pretty relevant and required.
Well, sure. I mean, that's a life-changing situation, isn't it? And everyone, and she's in it. She has to deal with it. And, you know, that particular case, in cases like that where you can make bad investments or there's gambling or whatever happened, you know, it's often connected to a bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you need support and help around that bigger problem. And certainly our spouses are there to be supportive. So, yeah, there's some things that if you have to put too much energy into hiding the results of your actions, then that's a much bigger problem than a sort of singular indiscretion.
I agree.
These things are so difficult to talk about. I mean, we're not talking about specifics. We're being very general.
Well, you know the specific I was talking about.
Right, but in terms of the people listening in, you know, the details of our lives are such that we have to learn to be able to make these choices. And as far as the message that we give to the men, that's why we have other men in our lives, so that we can talk about these things and figure out what is the best path for us in our lives with our women and our particular, you know, set of circumstances. Because you can't just sort of throw out, here's the rule.
Right. Well, that's why I believe in this issue, and clearly you're agreeing with me, that there is a very substantial gray area. Yes, by pure definition, a lie is a lie, period. But the value of telling the truth at other times, at every time, is really just not there, in my opinion, and that's the gray area. We are out of time, Wayne. I know you have some upcoming events, so quickly let our audience know what's happening and where they can find you.
We're having our annual men's retreat in Santa Barbara, October 19th through 21. It is our initiation into manhood. You can find out about it at bettermencoaching.com.
That's coming up. Do you still have spots?
We have spots for men. If a man wants to be there, we'll have a spot for him.
Okay. And where do we find out about that again?
Bettermencoaching.com. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. We'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
Rest. Then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love. Can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind it covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down.